This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
There's not much to talk about if you're looking to talk about offense. Derek Shelton, your team didn't really hit the ball at all, did they?
This game and the Flaherty game, they just pitched really well. They executed pitches really well, and because of that made it challenging. And then when you get a really small sample size in six games, you can really, you know, if you want to, you could really magnify it up. But I just think tonight we got pitched well, and then their bullpen guys came in and threw the ball well too.
Okay, the Brewers pitched well, pitched so well that the Pirates didn't hit the ball safely out of the infield last night. One infield hit by Philip Evans is what they have to show for their efforts last night. One lousy hit, and now they've got two regulars. I don't know, do we count Philip Evans? We'll count Philip Evans as a regular, why not? I don't know. Three regulars, I guess you could call them, hitting over 200. Jose Osuna's 273, Colin Moran's 353, and Phil Evans, the machine, the beast that he is, hitting 400. Again, to Derek Shelton's point, we're not talking about a lot of plate appearances here, but we're also looking at a team that doesn't have a very good bullpen and is going to have to provide offense if they're going to win games, because we don't know what their pitching staff as a whole, even if their starters give you a good outing. I think Musgrove's outing was fairly good last night. It seems like the only hits he gives up are homers now. And, you know, Derek Holland's start the other day. The starting pitching does not frighten me as much as it did even just a week and a half ago, Jim, but if their bullpen's not going to be that solid, and that wasn't the problem last night, but if it's not going to be that solid more often than not, they're going to have to start getting on base and scoring some runs. This offense shouldn't be this anemic.
No, and if you go to the qualified players and just limit it to guys that would qualify for a batting title, But Moran is at 300, and then the other three guys that have played on a regular basis, in fact, they're the only. These are the only four players, I believe, that have played or gotten at bats in all six games are Bell at 174, Frazier at 125, and then Brian Reynolds, another 0 for last night. He's at an even 100. Now, Kevin Newman didn't play last night, and I understand he's batting, I think, 063, I believe. But he's the only guy. Maybe I put too much stock in splits and success that guys have had. There was one Pirate player who has had a home run against Brandon Woodruff, and it's Kevin Newman, and he's not in the lineup. I just don't get it. Eric Gonzalez is a nice guy. I guess he has a good glove, but I just never need to see him playing shortstop. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what's behind Kevin Newman. He's been out of the starting lineup a couple times in these first six games, and that he does not strike me as a guy you would want out of the lineup at all, not just because he hit really well last year, but because he's a part of the future going forward and you want to see him every day. I agree with you. I have no need to see Eric Gonzalez in there at all. I don't. You want to try and get a guy with a hot bat, as it were, through, you know, 15 plate appearances or something, like Philip Evans, into the lineup. Okay, I'll take you shoehorning that guy into the lineup, but yeah, I'm with you. I don't need to see any more Eric Gonzalez. I really don't.
No. And then, well, now Polanco is back, so that takes there's been a spot for Evans and or Osuna early on. You know, you can make a case that Osuna should be in the lineup every day based on what's happened. But it's just so weird because, like he said, it's a small sample. It's only six games. And yet, at the same time, it's one-tenth of the season. It's so strange. And I know it 16 is. Games wouldn't normally be a long stretch of games during a normal season, but But it's just, you know, I honestly thought that they would hit a little bit better. Maybe I was fooled by when they ramped up again. But they did not hit against opposition when I was there. Well, when I was there, that was the entire spring training, as it turned out.
Right.
They didn't hit.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.